He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Wow. Woo. Hey, what a day. What a way to start the day. The Dow is up 260 points, and if I'm not mistaken, this will make for seven straight triple-digit days, either up or down, to begin 2015. Volatility. You didn't know that 2015's nickname would be volatility, but today we're getting some good volatility if you're long the market, and as you know, I continue to be long the market for the sixth straight year. The Dow is at 17,901. The S&P 500 is up 27. Not to be outdone by the Dow, it's up 1.3%. The S&P 500 is at 2,054. The NASDAQ is up almost 80 points right now. Now, there's the best return of all of the indexes, up 1.7%. I got to believe that the biotechs are having a real good day today. We'll dig into that a little bit as the show progresses here. The NASDAQ is at 4,743. The crude oil markets, well, can we hold 45? Can we hold the mid-40s is now what we're saying. It's not the mid-80s anymore. It's not the mid-70s anymore. It's not the mid-60s. It's not the mid-50s. It's now the mid-40s. Crude oil is at 47.55, down 1.7%. Gold continues to catch a bid. 12.37, and the 10-year yields at 1.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We're in our 19th, 20th year. I'm going to have to do the math of a radio here on the stock market, and we're in our 6th year now of bull market, which began back in March of 2009. And this market timer has been bullish on the market since March of 2009. And I do believe at some point in time, I know with the surety that there will be another bear market. But for now, we've got to continue to make hay while the sun shines. And earlier this week, we went through the macros of the market. And we determined once again, at least I determined in my opinion, that everything is still in place to keep this bull going. We went through the inflation numbers. We went through the jobs numbers. We went through the GDP numbers. We went through the interest rate environment. And we went through a lot of individual indexes, asset classes, sectors of the market. And once again, like a broken record, which I'm proud of, that broken record, determined that the bull market is still intact. That if you're a 401k investor, hopefully your 401k is turned into a 1201k because the market has tripled since 2008. And at least for now, it looks like it's safe to continue to try to make as much hay as you possibly can because the sun's not always going to shine on the market. Now, here we are in earnings season. One thing that I've noticed so far is the lack of a warning season. Generally speaking, the week or two before earnings season, we get some storm clouds gathering out there. Some tornadoes, some hurricanes, and several companies will put out some dire warnings. I didn't see that this time around. Now, I don't know if that bodes well for the rest of the earnings season. I only saw one real warning, and I think that came from Micron. Everybody else is keeping quiet for now until they report. We may still get some warnings, but for now, the warning season came and went without nary a whirlwind or anything coming through Wall Street. And we have our first few companies reporting. Alcoa beats earnings. That's a good way to start the earnings season. And of course, we're going to get a whole slew of earnings and we'll be reporting on those every single day because it does have a major impact. As I said yesterday, right now the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 this year stand somewhere around $130. And if you stick a 17 multiple on that, you come up with about a 2200 target price. But of course, a lot happens between now and then, like the quarterly earnings season that we're now in. Because when all is said and done, when all those 500 stocks are done reporting and updating guidance going forward, that 130 number could be tweaked a little bit upwards or downwards, and that has a major impact on the market. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend about how I'm seeing a sudden awakening of the home building sector. And we get another earnings report out from Kaufman and Broad, KBH. Let's just take a look. I know they beat earnings quite handily, and the stock was up big. Let's see if we're following through there. Well, we're up a little bit there, but I do see other promising signs in the home building sector. Heck, with interest rates, the 10-year under 2%, the home building sector eventually has got to start benefiting from that. Can you imagine if this economy starts getting support from the construction industry and the home building sector, which has really been absent for the last few years? Boy, we could really continue to get some breath into this bull market, which is staying alive for now in its sixth year of charging forward. Low oil, another big factor. Me, from my perspective, huge net benefit for the U.S. economy. If we can continue to get the consumer money into his pocket, his or her pocket, which oil prices, low oil prices have done, that bodes well. Maybe that $130 number on the S&P 500 is too low. Maybe we haven't offset the loss in the oil stocks with the gain over here in the retail, consumer staples, consumer discretionary, other areas, leisure. Got more money to go to Disneyland, go to the movies, buy some popcorn, maybe even think about getting a new car. Who knows? Low oil prices can't be hurting. Got to believe that the RV industry, I've started to see a lot of RV stocks perking up. This has got a trickle-down effect, this low oil price, not in Dallas, not in Houston, not in Oklahoma City or Enid, Oklahoma. But in other areas, it's benefiting, and I do believe those benefits continue to outweigh areas that are being hurt by low oil prices. Will airfares come down? I see an interesting article today. Delta Airlines CEO says, hey, it's wonderful that fuel has run down. We love it. There's a $2 billion opportunity out there if we hold fare levels constant. It almost seems like they're in collusion with one another. American Airlines CEO says we don't have plans to go off and just proactively cut airfares. Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines CEO hey, I don't want to take customers through the same volatile ride with fares as in 2008. Lowered one day, raised the next day. In other words, we're going to keep airfares steady. Well, that ought to be a big boon to the bottom line of the airline stocks and the cruise line stocks. I've been watching Royal Caribbean and Carnival. Whichever one you prefer to dine in or get into, whichever one you believe has the better buffet, they're both flying high right now with low energy prices. And we're getting talk from the Fed that, hey, we can continue to wait and hold off on that interest rate hike. In fact, we heard last week from the Chicago Fed president saying we don't see inflation targets being hit until 2016. We can definitely hold off on those interest rate hikes for now, but who knows? We take it a day at a time and a week at a time. It's difficult to try to predict where interest rates are headed or when the Fed will do this or when the Fed will do that. We have to deal with the market that's before us. And right now we've got a market that has extremely low interest rates, under 2%. The cybersecurity stocks are perking up, especially after Obama's proposals yesterday. And while he's proposing these cybersecurity measures, CENTCOM is being hacked by hackers, which is sending stocks like Barracuda Networks, Palo Alto Networks, Proofpoint, I've written a couple articles about these stocks. In fact, if you Google my name, Bill Gunderson and Proofpoint, you'll read about some of these cybersecurity stocks that are going to play a big role going forward, because cybersecurity is going to be one of the biggest battles that we're going to have, as I still believe that global threats, geopolitical threats, are the biggest threats that we face going forward to the end of this bull market. Celgene continues to climb. The biotechs continue to climb. Hey, it seems all rosy for now, but we take it a day at a time, and we always keep our eyes in the rear view mirror. This bull is getting long in the tooth, but we're going to ride it for all it's worth. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, back in 2011, after I had completed the app, which was quite a process in and of itself, the Best Stocks Now app, I had maintained a spreadsheet for many years and had been building upon it, and technology continued to get bigger and better and faster and cheaper, and the spreadsheet became more and more powerful. I can remember back in the early days of spreadsheets, we were allowed 20 rows and 20 columns. I believe it was VisiCalc on my K-Pro computer. And we thought we had died and gone to heaven with those 20 rows and 20 columns and the formulas that we were able to embed into those rows and columns. And now here we are with the powerful computing power of our computers today. I have a Core 7 inside Intel processing all these complex formulas. I don't know how many rows and how many columns I have, but then along came the smartphone. And along came apps and databases, and I decided to take it to the next level. I had used this big unwieldy spreadsheet for my own personal use, and I decided, hey, I'd like to have it on my smartphone. Why not? And so I got together with a fellow I grew up with back in third grade, back in San Diego. He had come from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We had moved down from Los Angeles. We were in San Diego. We went to third, fourth grade together, and we've kept up ever since. Douglas is a computer programmer up in the Silicon Valley area. And, of course, I'm a money manager down here in San Diego. And I said, Douglas, I've got this spreadsheet. And I'll tell you, these computer programmers, they're anti-spreadsheet. They are database. You're either a database person or you're a spreadsheet person. I'm a spreadsheet person. He's a database person. He says, Fred, which is my middle name, Fred, you got to get your database, I mean your spreadsheet, onto a database. It'd be much more reliable, much faster. I said, okay, but I still want to see my spreadsheet. All right, so we came up with a compromise, and he put the entire spreadsheet. He databased it. We got it out there on a server. We started pulling down stuff from the web to update that database daily. And then it was up to me to design the look and the feel of the app. I wanted it very simple. That's one of my mottos in life and in business, is just to keep it simple. Let's not get too complex. And I, over the years, have studied value investing. I like it, but there's a lot of value traps out there. And I've studied momentum investing, Can Slim, being a West Coast guy. Having William O'Neill and Investors Business Daily just up in L.A. And in fact, they have an office here in my building. Need to go say hi to him sometime. But I saw the faults in it, too, because it doesn't take into account valuation. There's no V in Can Slim. I said, I'm going to take the best of the valuation world and the best of the momentum world, because I do like buying stocks that are flourishing, but I don't like paying up for those. And they combined into one nice, neat package. And for lack of a better name, I said, it's Best Stocks Now. That's what they are to me. These are the stocks in today's world that represent areas of our economy that are flourishing, or they've carved out a niche that has enabled them to flourish. And I wrote a book back in 2011 called Best Stocks Now, and I gave 53 examples. And they were unconventional stocks. I mean, that's the thing that really stands out to me. I was talking to my son yesterday, Steve, and I said, you know how many stocks that we've uncovered using our Best Stocks Now? It's like a Geiger counter. It almost detects unusual activity in stocks. Performance, not volume, performance. Usually it's accompanied by volume. But all of a sudden it detects stocks that are really flourishing that aren't everyday names. And one of those stocks, back on page 112 in the book Best Stocks Now, which is still out there on Amazon, or you could buy it from my website, one of the 53 I chose that was a Best Stock Now back in February of 2011 was MWI Veterinary Supply. You could almost make a song. It rhymes. And I wrote just a quick little description about it in the book, Here We Go to Idaho for a Pet-Related Stock. I thought that MWI was an abbreviation for some fancy veterinary-related drug, but instead it's the founder's initials, Millard Wallace Ickey. The company's headquartered in Meridian, Idaho, which is just outside of Boise. It distributes more than 30,000 animal health products to veterinarians through 12 distribution centers. It was an A-rated stock back then, and I went through the performance of the stock, of how well it had done over the last year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years. It was one of the top-ranked performance stocks in the entire market. And then I went through the valuation of the stock. It was trading then at 19 times earnings. It was growing by 17%. I had a $140 target price on the stock. It was trading at 70 at the time. MWI was bought out this week by, I got to think who bought them out. Somebody big. I'll look this up here. And they bought them out for $170 per share. So I was a little bit off with my target price. I said 140. It got bought out for 170. The buyer was Amerisource Bergen, ABC, another stock that I currently own because it's a best stock now. And if you go back, you know, I handed out these books. I still had a couple cases of them. I handed them out at the San Francisco Money Show, and people said, how come you're giving me a book with your best picks back in 2011? I said, well, number one, these are still great stocks. Number two, I want you to go through there and look at how many of them have been bought out since then. And number three, it's a lot riskier for me to give you this book today because now you can look back and see how those stocks did. Well, I stuck my neck on the line, and I can show you one success story right after another, the latest one being MWI Veterinary Supply, which was $70 in the book. And it's now $170. You know, it wasn't so much about the stocks, but it was the methodology of combining those two together. Value? Of course we like value. We're not going to go down and pay 100 times earnings for a dry cleaning establishment or a hamburger joint or a little restaurant that we've always had our eyes on. We're going to pay attention to how much we pay for that stock. And obviously, it's better to buy a little coffee shop that's had a line around the block for the last several years and has a good reputation and makes a good product and puts money into the coffers, and that's where the performance comes in. And when you combine them together, I call it best stocks now. Let's give an example from today's market when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So, if I've been asked, "Hey, Bill, are you going to write another book?" You know, I write 45 pages every Friday. That's how I keep the book current and fresh, because every Friday I write a newsletter, 45 pages. I mean, times 52, that's 2,000 some odd pages a year. That's on top of the one or two articles that I write every week for Market Watch and Town Hall Finance and Seeking Alpha and sometimes TheStreet.com. So I keep the book fresh, and that's on top of a radio show that I do every single day. But my main job, obviously, is managing money, and that's what I enjoy doing more than anything. And that's I begin that right after the show's over. And right up until the closing bell of the market, it's very intense in this office, looking at whatever I can, looking at everything I own, looking at things that maybe I want to own, looking at indexes, looking at charts, looking at news. It's fun. I can't think of anything. Rather than be a harbor cruise captain, I wouldn't mind just taking people or being a fishing guide. That would be fun too. But I like what I do now better, and I like to give examples of what I consider to be best stocks now. You know, one stock that we discovered a whole heck of a long time ago was a little stock by the name of Hansen's Soda. You say, well, I don't know. There's no Hansen's Soda stock anymore. The symbol was HANS, and I can remember Hansen's Sodas in the natural grocers. Because it was natural soda, you know, with no artificial flavors, and it was made from cane sugar, no artificial sweeteners and this kind of thing. All natural, and it cost about double the price of, you know, Diet Coke. But you're getting all natural and healthy stuff. And actually, as I looked into the story of Hansen's Soda, it started out as an organic juice company. And the founder, Mr. Hansen, used to deliver these organic juices to various businesses around the Southern California area that were health conscious. And then they grew into Hansen Soda, starting doing carbonated beverages and whatnot. And it was a pretty good little business, you know, and eventually they went public. And it was maybe $100 million company or something like that. And then the Suns came along. And they saw a need, they saw a niche that was growing for energy drinks. And along came Monster Energy. And it really kind of took the beverage world by storm. Now there's lots of imitators and there's lots of different brands of energy drinks. But if you look back, it was really Monster and probably Red Bull. There's another guy. Billionaire, multi-billionaire with a little recipe that he put together called Red Bull, puts it in a little can instead of saying, well, this is just a little can, this should only be like 40, 50 cents. No, $4 for a little can because it's packed with energy. Now, I don't drink energy drinks, maybe once in a great, great while, but a lot of people do. That little Hansen soda is now Monster Beverage Company. They changed the name because that better represents what they are than those organic juices that they came from. Now they've got some high-powered juices in those cans, and they're not little cans, they're big cans. I see the kids carrying them around. They're not cheap. Monster Beverage is now a $19 billion company. So from a little $100 million juice company. Well, I mean, in the original days, it was like just a tiny little company. Now it's an $19.4 billion company. Not only that, it's a member of the S&P 500. It's a member of the NASDAQ 100. This is one of the most powerful companies in the entire market. And it's gone. Over the last several years, the bottom of the 2008 recession, the stock got down to 10. And now it's $115 per share, member of the S&P, member of the NASDAQ 100, and a stock that I own in a lot of my growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now let's look at the returns. I can remember several years ago featuring Monster Beverage when it was Hansen's, and talking about how it had outperformed Apple Computer during the last decade. In fact, it's one of the stocks of the decade. Over the last 10 years, Monster has delivered 48% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 5%. Okay, now let's just compare that. I know those are still better numbers than Apple. Over the last 10 years, Apple has delivered 37% per year. That's right, Monster. You'd be hard-pressed. Maybe there's some biotechs out there that have done better than Monster. But Monster is one of the top performing stocks, if not the top performing stock, over the last 10 years, and it's continuing to perform well today. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 41% per year, plus an extra kick in the morning, and maybe an extra kick in your portfolio in the afternoon. Monster has delivered 41% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 12%. And over the last 12 months, Monster has given another monstrous return. It's up 60% while the market's up 10%. Is this stock flourishing? I think so. Does this stock benefit from low oil prices? Where do most people buy these energy drinks? You fill up the gas tank. Wow, I got an extra $25 in my pocket. You walk in, and there's the rack of cold drinks and beverages and chips and snacks and cheeseburgers and all kinds of goodies to choose from. Why don't I treat myself with a big can of Monster Energy so I can stay out and party tonight or whatever the case may be, or so I can make it through work today? I don't know. But Monster Energy has got to be on that sunny side of the street, sunny side of the aisle equation of low oil prices, in my opinion. Now let's look at the valuation. You know, it's gotten to be a pretty popular stock. Not only is it a popular product, I mean, you would be hard-pressed to show the Monster logo to a teenager or a college kid and him not recognize it, much like the Nike logo, right? Monster beverage, you see it on trucks, you see it on this car stickers, you see it obviously on drinks at the grocery store and at the gas station. Monster, when I take next year's earnings estimates, which currently are $3.19 per share, that's a 21% increase over the previous year. And when I extrapolate them out at a growth rate that's expected to be about 16-17%. Now let's just compare that with Coca-Cola for a minute. Monster is expected to grow their earnings by 16% per year over the next 5 years. Coca-Cola is expected to grow its earnings by 3%, 4% over the next 5 years. And some have said, well, maybe Coca-Cola will at some point in time buy this faster growing brand. Well, I think they already own a piece of the Monster. I would much prefer to own this Southern California stock, Monster, than the Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, which has been a stodgy stock. I mean, once a brand has filled every crevice of the world, I mean, anywhere in the world you go, you're going to find a Coke. Where do you expand? The moon? I don't know. The Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, other planets? They've saturated the world in Coca-Cola. That's why I like companies that are a little bit younger and still have room to grow and haven't saturated the world yet, like the Walmarts, etc. And Monster still, you know, I don't know that I can buy a Monster in La Paz, Mexico. I'll check next time. Maybe I can. But it probably still has a lot further to go as it relates to growth. I currently own Monster Beverage, let me give you my 5-year target price, just using some conservative multiples here. I get a $204 target price. It's currently trading at $115. Just like MWI 5 years ago, I said it could trade to $140. It gets bought out for $170. Monster, I think, can head on up and maybe gets bought out someday. I don't know, but I think it can go north of $200 5 years from now, and a lot can happen between now and then. But that's based on the current expectations, and stocks trade on current expectations. Monster comes in at number 31 on the hit parade out of 3,945, and it's dedicated to Daddy Hansen in Corona, Southern California, who started the company with organic juices, and to the sons that turned it into something more than that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about this bull market, which is still intact now, ever since March of 2009, and I put my neck on the line every weekend. I write my newsletter, and I tell you exactly where I stand on the market. There's no wishy-washy, no changing stance, no contradictory. It is what it is, and I've been a bull on the market for the last almost 6 years, coming up in March of 2015. This year will be the six-year anniversary. Will we get there or not? I don't know. We take it a day at a time. I also put my neck on the line with the stocks that I talk about. And today we gave a couple of examples. One came from my book that I wrote back in 2011 that goes over the methodology of combining value with performance and also looking at the technicals, because I do like to look at stock charts also. And I gave the example of MWI Veterinary Supply, one of the stocks I featured in my book that was bought out here this week. There will be no more MWI Veterinary Supply. It will be gobbled up and be part of the Amerisource Bergen conglomerate, which is another stock I own in my income accounts. And Monster Beverage is another example that I gave from today. If I were writing a book today, instead I write a newsletter every week, 45 pages, which you can get at pwstreet.com. Monster Energy would be a top candidate. It's been a top candidate. In fact, when I wrote the book back in 2011, Monster was one of the very last ones that I cut from the book, so I didn't have to pay a little bit extra. You know, I'm a Scandinavian. I don't want to pay a little bit extra. I'll save a little money there. Got it down to a different price point by leaving out two stocks, Samuel Adams and Monster, which both went on to be very big winners in the market. Now, I'm feeling a little bit generous here today. I don't know why. I don't do this very often. But anybody who writes in to us, goes to the website pwstreet.com today or tomorrow, I'll send you a free copy of my book. I still have a couple cases of them here. They're not doing me any good. They would do you a whole lot better, I think, than sitting here in my kitchen at work. I'll send you out a free book and I'll instruct my son that anybody who goes to the website pwstreet.com and signs up for the free newsletter. Now, how can you beat that deal? You get a free weekly newsletter, which updates the book on a weekly basis, and I'll send you one of my books, which is called The Best Stocks Now, 2011 Unconventional Picks from a Pro. The List Will Shock You, by Bill Gunderson. So I'm going to put this box, when I'm done, over in my son's office and say, Steve, now this cost me a little bit of money to send these books out. They're not cheap, you know. So I'm doing this out of the generosity. I think it can help you. You know, at least there's a lot of different methodologies and styles in the stock market. To each his own. And I've studied many of them, and I've just decided to combine the best of what I know. You know, I love technical analysis, but I don't think you can use technical analysis alone. At least I want to know what's beneath the move in the stock. And the pure technician would poo-poo me and say, we don't care what's beneath the stock. That's all we know is what we see. But I want to know what I'm paying, doggone it. And I want to know if this is just a temporary move in this stock or if this has been going on for some time and there's something underneath this, like good management and good products and savvy leadership that wants to make money for the shareholders. And looking at just momentum, and performance. I want to know how much I'm paying for that momentum and performance. Because if it's performing well and it has momentum, there's obviously something going right at the company. Something big is happening. Either they've got some products in their pipeline or they've got some products that are sweeping the country by storm. You can think of these stocks that have come along, the Chipotles of the world, the Monster Energies of the world with a new product that has swept America. They end up in the S&P 500 someday. Not all of them pan out like that, but if you can try to spot them as early as possible, it's not a bad thing to do. And that shows up in performance numbers of stocks. As early as, you know, the first couple of years, the first year of them being public, it shows up. And then lastly, I don't think you can buy stocks just based on valuations. And a pure value investor will throw me out of any value investing conference, make me get in my car, pack my bags, and fly home to San Diego. Most of the value investing conferences are in New York City. And they're strict value investors. They don't care what the chart looks like. They don't care what the performance has been. In fact, most of the times, the performance of the value stocks have been downright rotten. And that's why they're value stocks. And I don't like buying rotten tomatoes, and I don't like buying rotten stocks. There's too many value traps for me out there. But my hat is off to those that have the discipline to stick with their convictions and to stick by those value stocks through thick or thin. And a lot of them obviously pan out over time. So I like to combine valuation with momentum and my stock charts. And obviously having the market on my side, which is why I spend the first day of the week, every week, and the first big chunk of my newsletter every week, taking a look at the macro picture. Because without a favorable macro picture, it's pretty hard to come up with a favorable micro picture. Right now, the macro picture continues to be favorable, and we continue to give example after example of companies that are benefiting from today's macro picture of low interest rates, low oil prices, low inflation, no inflation, a growing economy, and a good jobs picture. Who benefits the most? Well, I write about them every week, and I call them the best stocks now. And I will send you the next couple of days, anybody who goes to my website at pwstreet.com and signs up there, will send you the newsletter, number one, every weekend. And number two, I'll send you one of my books, Best Stocks Now. So my son's going to hate me. They're not easy. Pack up and label and get them to the post office and blah, blah, blah. But that's what I'm going to do. So anyways, and if you'd like to just sign up for the newsletter, again, we send that out every Friday. My neck is on the line. And I'm also a money manager, which is my main job here at Gunderson Capital Management. And that's what we'll be doing here in just a few minutes until the market closes today. We'll be looking at how our best stocks now are behaving today to make sure they are still best stocks now, whether they're income stocks, growth stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, whatever they are. We want those that are flourishing in today's environment. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.